Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time it is that you're tuning in. I appreciate you tuning in to DT Talkers Podcast. Today, we have on the show my lovely, beautiful wife. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that blessing. We was coming down the road today, and we had some things that had come up, and we're actually recording this as we speak. So we're going to try to get this video out to my YouTube channel so you guys can tune in there. But back to the topic, we were coming down the road, your bubble. So, cleaning up your bubble. What do you think that means, babe?
Well, watch your bubble.
Your bubble is the people around you, the things around you, the things that is that you do in everyday life that it surrounds you that may affect you, such as people, the social media that you get, some of the music that you listen to, anything that is of negativity or positivity that may affect your life in a negative or positive way.
Okay.
So, let's just touch base on, without going into grave detail, let's just touch a little bit on what we was talking about coming up the road. So some anonymous person had come to you and was like, wow, I can't believe your husband's got the job that he does. I don't see how he can actually stay faithful. So you said that it instantly disturbed you. It instantly put you in a mood to where you automatically knew that this person was trying to come against us both, and you shut her down pretty quick. And that's how the topic got brought up. You know, I work long hours. I'm always, you know, out at either job A or job B, working 24, 12-hour shifts, 36s, 48s, however long it takes to make the boo-boo bus happy. But it just raises doubt. So people like that in your bubble, you don't need. So if people's going to be negative and get into your bubble and dirty up your bubble, like, I guess I think that's a SpongeBob episode, the dirty bubble. But if they dirty up your bubble, I mean, it's just going to cause negativity in your life, such as the music and the what you watch on TV.
But you've called it circle before.
Oh, did I call it a circle?
I mean, you have in the past.
Well, we're changing it to the dirty bubble.
So you can, I would begin to start about who you hang out with.
Absolutely. So I have used to hang around a whole lot of people. If you're tuned in, then now I guess you find out why I am not hanging out with you bros and brosettes. But one of the scriptures I like to bring into this podcast is Proverbs 6:27-28. Now I'm paraphrasing. It's not the ideal or the exact scripture because I'm just looking in my notes and this is just a quick jot down. But can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not get burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not get burned? How do you interpret that?
I think you should say how you interpret that one, and I'll give you one that I know that I used to read when it came to.
So the way I interpret that, if I'm just going to put it in my words, and this is not what the Bible says, but you play with fire, you're going to get burned. You hang around bad people, they're going to influence you. And influence, now that's a word on its own. Influence is, that's a big word that can affect your life. It can affect your marriage. It can affect your children. Even our children at school today are going, like we were having trouble earlier with some kids on the bus and some people bullying our youngins. And we had to send old Daddy Bear down there and take care of some problems because they were getting influenced. And so that's what I think it means.
Okay, I'll give you one that I used to use. Actually, I'm pretty sure that I sent it to you a couple times.
So just to let everybody know, we are doing this live setup in our living room, so our kids are coming in and out. So you're probably going to hear a whole lot of whole lot of extra audio that I don't intend to have on here. But hey, it's a mom and dad live, five kids, and here we are. Got one walking in front of the camera as we speak. Hello, Lexi.
Okay, so I sent this to you quite a few times. I know I did back when we was having our issues, but it's 1 Corinthians 15:33, and the New King James says, "Do not be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits." And I've also heard it interpreted, "Bad company corrupts good morals." And King James Version says something of that matter, but it's close to that wording. But I used to think to myself, how can, and not that we're supposed to not associate with sinners, because that's how we be a light.
Right.
But you don't, and I hate to use this word, but this is the word that I'm going to use. You don't waller with sinners.
Waller. I heard it. There's that voice in the first episode when we had my lovely wife on. That's the hick that we needed to hear.
Because when you waller with sinners, the Bible says it's a miry pit.
Yep.
And that's what happens. And I've witnessed myself seeing people come just basically quicksand. They're here and they're getting sucked in and sucked in and sucked in, and then they're, where they know it, their head's covered.
So here's a good example, and here's a lot that some of our listeners don't know about me, but everybody knows. Well, let me put it this way. Everybody that is a God-loving person today wants, how do I put this in words? I'm sure some of us has backslid before. Have you backslid?
Yes.
And so this is what I'm talking about. I've backslid once, actually a few times. But thank God, you know, with the love that he projects, and he's a merciful God and a forgiving God, he forgave me. But back in my bad days, I was a drinker, and that was a big problem in our life. Like me drinking alcohol affected you, affected my children, affected my mom, it affected everybody around me. And me just walking in the room, having, you know, just a beer in my hand or my drink of choice, you know, it instantly just changes the mood. It doesn't matter how good it makes you feel. It doesn't matter how good, the mood it puts you in, but it literally destroys the people around you. Now, that's a discussion for a different day. We can pull up scriptures on that all day long, a whole different ballgame there. But what I'm getting to is me drinking actually brought bad people into my bubble, and I was more drawn to the people that drank with me, which I allowed them to come in my bubble. And then while they're in my bubble, they
just pollute your mind.
Exactly. And not just pollute my mind, pollute everyone around me. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of times that even, you know, I meant good, you know, the people that was in my bubble, you didn't like. And it wasn't the fact that you didn't like them because of who they were. You didn't like them because of what they were doing to my bubble. And you knew that once the day was over with, my bubble was going to be dirty enough to where I was going to either come home at an undecent time or come home at any time and present my filth to you. And all that influence that I had from other people by drinking just wreaked havoc on our lives.
And here's the tricky part with that, and I think that's one of the reasons that this was brought up too, is you have to know, and I struggled with it, you have to know how to handle that situation, because we're not supposed to shun sinners.
Right.
You know, we're supposed to be a light, and we're supposed to try to be fishers of men and bring souls in.
Absolutely.
But how, when someone is wreaking so much havoc on you in your life,
mm-hmm.
and even though it was many different circumstances, but say this person it just is absolutely aggravating you to death, even if no one else is involved, it's just you directly. How do you handle that as a Christian? That's hard.
It is very hard.
Because you instantly want to go to hate. But what you have to remember when that comes up, and there's two things that I always reminded myself. First one is it Moses? He held his hands up. That is right, ain't it?
I think so.
It was, how was it? I'd probably have to Google it to make sure that I'm right, but I'm sure anybody that knows the story will know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
He praised the Lord through it, and he got through it. I reminded myself of that, and also reminded myself that the thing that the person is doing to you, it's not really that person.
Right.
It's something different.
It is. I think I know where you're going here. It's spiritual.
Yeah.
It's they and Jesus talks about that in the Bible. They don't know what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do.
Yeah.
And it's not. I mean, we can look at that totally two different ways. We can look at it as they don't know what they do because they don't know who they're crucifying, or they don't know what they do because it's a spiritual thing that the spirit that's on them is what's causing them to be or do what they're doing. And that leads me to this scripture, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. I think I got my notes correct. I do. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that
exalts itself against God.
I apologize for me tripping up there because my notes are chicken scratch. So if you're watching this video, you can see me stumbling. So back to our topic is our dirty bubble. I wish I had a button for that, the dirty bubble. Anyway, so I guess we're going to wrap this up. Watch who you bring into your circle. If you find that everyone's complaining about the same thing, multiple people is complaining about the same thing, about how you're acting, what's coming out of your mouth, life and death's in the tongue, by the way, what, how you're projecting your emotions, you might need to do some self-evaluation.
I would say one big thing, and even if you're not a believer, and okay, if you say you're just confused, maybe you are a believer, maybe you're not, wherever you are in yourself, and maybe you're not ready to be saved or whatever the case may be, if you just ask, if you talk to the Lord, he'll listen regardless. But if you just ask the Lord to open your eyes, it'll start, and also for discernment too, as you know, go along with your walk with the Lord. And like I said, even if you start to backslide, if you ask the Lord to give you discernment and open your eyes, you see things differently in a way that a lot of people have problems. Like I said, you want to hate the person. You want to hate everything about them, everything about the situation. But we can't do that.
Right.
We're not supposed to do that.
Right.
And I can remember many times me literally seeing myself slash people's tires and all kinds of other things. But, you know, it's a battle. And to overcome that, I truly believe it was probably the biggest test of my life.
I'm glad you love me now. So, as we're wrapping this up, I'm going to end this podcast with one scripture, and then we're going to go into some prayer. I'm going to leave our listeners with this. 1 John 4:4. And if you're a believer, you should automatically know what this is. Greater in he that is in you than he that is in the who? In the world. All right. So wife don't like to pray, but I'm putting her on the spot. So she's going to lead us in prayer. And if you're in a safe spot and you are able to pray along with us, let's just get our mind upon the Lord. And if you would, babe, lead us in prayer.
Well, let's get that right. You said I don't like to pray. I don't like to pray out loud.
I stand corrected. Yes, I'm very sorry. All right, let's hit them with it. Go ahead.
I'll start it. You finish it.
Let's go. Come on. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you tonight. and we lift our hands up to you, Lord. We give you all the honor and the glory and the praise in this moment, Father. We thank you for what you're allowing us to do, allowing us to speak to your children and to reach out to the world so we can preach your gospel, Father, and help married couples and help other couples, or just help people that are listening today or right now through situations, and open up their mind. Give them a broad spectrum of things to think about so you can help clean up their lives, Father. Father, I ask that you to go with each and every person that is within the sound of my voice, go forward and to clean out their paths so they can have a much easier walk with you, Father, because we know that living in this dirty fleshly body is not an easy thing to do, but with the Holy Spirit that is within us that you've sent to this earth as a helper, Father, we can be guided through your Holy Spirit. And Father, we ask you to be with our families, to bless our children. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over everybody in this house. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all of our listeners. Father, we ask that you to touch their minds and their hearts and soften hearts. And if you're a sinner and you're listening to this podcast, and if it's actually reached out and it's touched you a little bit, and if you don't know Jesus Christ yourself, I ask that you to bow your head and to be humble under him and say this prayer with me. Say, Father, I ask that you to come into my life. I confess my sins with my mouth, and I ask that you to come into my heart and to dwell within me, Father. I ask that you I believe that you died on the cross for me. I believe that the Holy Spirit is within me, and I ask that you to come in my heart and forgive me for my sins, Lord, and I want to know you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. If you've prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know so me and my wife can send you a little gift. But if you're following this podcast and you're still listening, stay tuned. We have a few other surprises coming up for you. The next podcast that I'm going to try to be doing, and I want you to get excited about, is we're going to talk about humbling yourself unto the Lord. Humbling yourself unto the Lord. And that is upon request by lovely Miss Taylor sitting across the room here. And as my daughter is in the background jumping, doing jumping jacks. So just keep that on your mind. Stay really, really excited about it. Download your platforms, hit the follow button, hit the like button, whatever it is that you got to do, whichever platform that you're listening to, please just reach out to me. Let me know that you're listening. It's a great thing to know, and it helps me and my wife know that we're actually doing God's work and we're reaching the people that we need to reach. Okay, you guys, God bless you. Tune in next week. Bye-bye.